Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Will it be your advice to the president? No, Mr. President, I need to go over them on a case-by-case basis. Do not issue blanket pardons. Will that be your advice to the president?
Senator, I have not looked at any of those files. If confirmed, I will look at the files
and will
for the
you
pardons,
be able to do,
as well
will
as
you
the
be able to review hundreds of cases on day one?
I will look at every file I am asked to look at.
Of course you won't. So will you advise the president?
Can I answer the question?
Well, my question
I would have plenty of staff. You said, of course you won't?
You'll be able to review hundreds of cases on
the first day? I'm not going to mislead this body, nor you.
All right, let me ask another question. You don't want to answer that. Let me answer another question.
You were censured by Congress,
also,
Senator, for comments
also,
just like
this. People in the
States, more perfect.
Third form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
I can't think of a more insufferable face in Washington, D.C. than now Senator Adam Schiff. There he is in all of his righteousness, questioning the potential Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, who I thought did pretty well yesterday. Let's ask Hans. Hans, welcome back to the show. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me back. I agree with you. I think she did great because she didn't take any guff from the senators. When they tried to cut her off like Schiff, she insisted on trying to answer, and she was very straightforward in what she was saying. I have to tell you, I started laughing when I saw Sheldon Whitehouse, the senator from Rhode Island.
Oh.
He started asking her about, is the Justice Department going to engage, political prosecutions of political opponents, so forth, and she said, well, obviously that's what's been going on for the last 4 years.
he said something like, you wouldn't find a name and then try to look for the crime. You'd find the crime and look for a name, right? And she was like, is this real life? So
that's exactly what Letitia James, the AG of New York, and Alvin Bragg did. Both of them said, we're going to get Donald Trump. When they were running for office, they clearly picked the man and then decided on what kind of crime, in this case, bogus crimes, to charge him with.
Yeah, impeachment starts today. That was one of the news headlines right after he got elected the first time. Hans von Spakovsky, speaking with us right now. Based on what you've consumed watching the Pam Bondi AG hearings, the only concern that seemed consistent across the board from specifically the Democrat senators was their concern about Kash Patel. And I was like, remember, this is a Pam Bondi hearing, but they kept bringing up Kash Patel. How do you feel about Donald Trump's nominees and their ability to effectively right the ship with our justice system?
Well, what I would say about that is that they all have the right attitude, whether it's Pam Bondi, Kash Patel in particular, they all have the correct attitude. The problem they are going to face is massive resistance from the career lawyers and career folks inside these agencies. I mean, literally, it's going to be like trench warfare inside the FBI, inside DOJ, when the two of them get there and start trying to clean up and fire people. And to give you an example of how much resistance they're going to get, I don't know if you saw this, but they just had a vote in the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. The Civil Rights Division is where I once worked. It's the worst division in the entire Justice Department, filled with the most radical left-wing lawyers you can imagine. They just had a vote to unionize.
Mm.
So the lawyers there, who already are almost, it's almost impossible to fire them because they're protected by these pervasive career civil service rules, they just voted to unionize so that it'll be even tougher for the political appointees who come in to get them to do anything.
So what kind of abilities will they have to make sure that the people, the bureaucracy, that's what the whole swamp is, right? The people who are there,
right,
who preserve the system status quo and do not serve at the pleasure of the president. They serve at the pleasure of the bureaucracy. What is the way to weed out those people and make sure that America first loving individuals are in there doing the job to make sure that justice is blind and fair for every American citizen?
Well, the one thing they have to do, and I have to tell you that political appointees in prior administrations, I'm thinking, frankly, of the prior Bush administration, were afraid to confront the career folks at the Justice Department and were afraid to fire them when they were insubordinate. And that's what has to happen when Pam Bondi comes in. If they tell lawyers, for example, to dismiss what they consider to be an abusive lawsuit, like the criminal prosecutions of peaceful anti-abortion activists, something that's been going on in the Civil Rights Division. If those lawyers refuse to do that, they shouldn't just be transferred to a different job. They should be fired, because that kind of insubordination is grounds for someone being terminated from federal employment. They've got to be willing to do that and to fight any kind of claims that those lawyers then may try to file, saying, well, I shouldn't have been fired. That's a key component of getting things done. And all it takes is confrontations with a small number of these career people when they are insubordinate, when they leak confidential information to their friends at the Washington Post, that it may actually help shape the behavior of other career people there.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Can you teach us a little bit here the structure of the Justice Department? Because the Attorney General, they're very, very high up in the American government system. I heard several senators yesterday questioning the idea that the Attorney General serves as the president's personal attorney. What is the role of the Attorney General and what do they all oversee?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller. I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Attorney General oversees the largest, basically, law department, law office in the United States. There are literally thousands of lawyers inside the Justice Department. They are divided into major divisions. The Civil Rights Division, for example, enforces all of our laws that prohibit discrimination, like in voting and employment. There is a separate criminal division. That's the division that enforces all of our criminal laws, prosecutes mobsters and drug dealers and people like that. Many of those lawyers are all located in Washington, D.C., but there are also Justice Department offices and lawyers in every state in the country. In fact, there are, I think, 93 separate offices of United States attorneys. Some states only have one U.S. attorney. Other states, if they're larger, may have two or three or four or more U.S. attorneys. So they're spread out all over the country. And while there's no way that the Attorney General can know and have direct supervision against every one of their lawyers, the political appointees who will be spread out working under Pam Bondi as her direct reports, they do have supervision of all these other lawyers. So it's a big operation. By the way, a lot of people don't know this. You know, the FBI officially is actually part of the Department of Justice. It is not a separate, independent federal agency.
So Kash Patel, should he be confirmed by likely only Republicans in the from the Senate, he would serve under Pam Bondi?
Yep, he would. And I expect that they will have a very close working relationship, which is good, because that means that she'll support him in the major steps he needs to take to reform the FBI, which includes, by the way, getting rid of and terminating much of the top leadership at the FBI. And he hopefully will also be supporting her in the work that she has to do.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky. The Senate confirmation hearings for Trump's nominees are taking place, and getting a little detail from the inside here, somebody who understands the Justice Department very well, Hans does. I want to ask you about the presidency, because Joe Biden has 4 days left. He gave his final address to the nation yesterday, sitting at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. It's kind of a grim, didn't seem like a very positive message. What are some things that might happen as a president is leaving office? You know, of course, there are pardons, there's clemency, there are different things that powers that a president has that they might do in the bottom of the ninth inning as they're on their way out. Is there anything particular that you're looking to see that possibly President Biden might do with those executive powers?
Well, I am concerned about more pardons, more clemencies. I mean, what he's done so far is just disgusting. And look, the latest, to show you just how bad this is they just gave what I would consider a very light plea deal, a very good plea deal, for an MS-13 gang leader who was involved in the deaths of 7 people, including 2 young girls. And the Justice Department was trying to pursue the death penalty against this guy. But because Joe Biden is against the death penalty, They just did a plea deal, and the plea deal isn't even life in prison. No, it's a sentence which could allow at some point in the future for this guy to get out of federal prison. I mean, that's the kind of terrible things that Joe Biden and his minions are doing at the last moment as they leave office.
Sometimes I wonder if Joe Biden is somebody else's minion, but that's a different story. Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now. Is there anything that you feel like Joe Biden has broken beyond repair? Because when you have a new president coming in, if Joe Biden signed an executive order on day one to stop drilling or to open the border or whatever, most of the time those executive orders can be undone by the next person. Of course, not as powerful as Congress coming together and making a law that a president signed. That's much more difficult to change. But is there anything that Joe Biden has his fingerprints on right now that you think might be very hard to rectify?
Well, I think it's, look, I have tremendous confidence in Trump and Tom Holman, who's going to be his immigration guy. I think they're going to take all the steps necessary to try to close our borders and deport, particularly the dangerous criminals and other aliens that have come in. But good grief, Biden has made their job so difficult just because of the sheer number of illegal aliens that he has allowed into the country. In the first year of the Biden administration, they allowed more illegal aliens to cross the southern border than in the entire 4 years of the Trump administration. The numbers are estimated now upwards of 10 to 12 million. That is a very difficult task that they had ahead of them. Like I said, I have every confidence in them, but Biden has almost done everything he can to try to break our immigration system by allowing these huge numbers of unchecked, uninvestigated, unknown individuals to come into the country. And we see the results everywhere.
Well, Hans, next time we speak, it will be a different day in America, and a lot of things probably will transpire between now and next Thursday. And we look forward to having you back and talking about the developments, especially these confirmation hearings as they continue to go on. We always love speaking with you, Hans. Thanks for being with us today.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former FEC commissioner and DOJ lawyer, and our friend on Thursdays on the Annie Fry Show. When we come back, let's talk to Ryan Wiggins and Wiggins America. Is this topic right on the sheet?
Yeah.
He just did this.
He didn't get to the ones that we shouldn't buy, so he's swapping them.
Dollar store items you should not be buying. Don't go away. You can vote in the YouTube live chat poll as well. Inauguration Day is 4 days away. How are you feeling? Let us know on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. We'll be right back.
This